nice day's a knife. I don't be seeing beferred me. I could have been a bartender. Frankly, me days, I doesn't be giving a damn. How are you doing, Ray? You keep it going there, Ray. I'm just rehearsing. Show me the money. Phone home. Phone home.
That's good, actually.
I'm going to make you an offer. You couldn't be refusing. Get on your feet. Aaron! What do you think? You can't park there. That's Police Academy 7, that one, Ray. How are you keeping, Ryan?
Good, good.
I'm just around the campus here. I'm looking for a start. Just waiting for an audition. So I just said I'd pop in and see you and kill a bit of time.
Good to see you. What are you auditioning for?
Oh, well, let me see. Thinking there, I was listening to you start your show there. Your man, Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's a chat show host.
Yes.
He's a television chat show host. You wouldn't know anything about that, right? and he sort of he's doing a spot in Rathnarrimon, right?
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
You know that crusty thing
that,
in Galway.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Where all the, so you're agreeing with me that crusty thing?
No. It's Rathnarrimon, great soap. Oscar,
yeah. When did you last watch it, right?
Anyway, Conan O'Brien.
When did you last watch Rathnarrimon?
I can't quite remember.
When did anyone last watch it, right? I'll put it that way.
No, people do watch it. People do watch it, yes.
Podical.
Now.
Shambra. Anyway, look what you're saying is. So I got to thinking, right? You know, all these celebrity appearances. Because your man Conan O'Brien, right? He's actually got a real part in it now.
Yes,
right?
he plays the part of a delivery man.
Yeah.
And he speaks Oscailge. So
yeah, no, that's brilliant.
Do you agree? I'll play it in for you so you'll hear.
Give us a listen, then.
Here we go.
Give us a listen.
All right.
Do you which? Catch a doll yet, chin.
Huh? Balloons.
There you go.
Wow. I say Steven Spielberg is on to him straight away. That is brilliant. No, it is. It's a big coup for us in the room.
It is. Yeah, it's a big
because
coup,
last week they hit 87 viewers. And they're hoping with his appearance, which is on April 30th, Tuesday, April
30th,
that they can get over the 100 mark.
Yeah, but
and with TG Carr plus one, that could go to 105. Do you know more people working that show than watch it?
That's not true.
It is true.
No,
137 people
true.
Working that show. Their viewership last Tuesday was 87 people watching.
That's not true.
Everyone.
That is not true.
It is true.
Look, I have to correct you on that. That is not true.
You don't even watch it, Ray. You said it was a pile of crusties down in Galway.
I did not say that. What I should have said, and this is the truth, I'm not a fan of soaps. I just don't watch any soaps.
So are most people in Galway aren't fans of soaps. They don't watch at all.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I'm around the building, right? So I'm just knocking over the Carrickstown because I believe there's opening for people in Fair City. So I'm just rehearsing. So I said I might come in and do a few lines with you, right?
Okay, so do you want to do a scene?
Well, just to give you the brief history. You see, Fair City was set up in 1989, right?
Right.
And it's Ireland's longest running comedy. Now, for the first 2 years, the show used actors, right? But they stopped doing that due to financial restraints, right? And the actors getting notions like turning up in cravats and berets and smoking pipes and things like that, right? So basically what they did is they started robbing people. They'd make them miss the bus home from winning streak and they were put in on it, right?
That's not true either. That's not true.
Well, how do you know this is not true?
Because I know. I've spoken to these people. I know them. We've had them here. We've interviewed them.
Okay, right. Some of my best friends work in Fair City, right?
Yeah.
George McMahon, McLean Bork. Ryan Andrews, right?
Yeah.
None of them can act, but they work in Fair City. But anyway, right, the big one was in 2006, Fair City introduced a storyline, right?
Right. Is this all leading to you?
What? Yeah, well, I'm going over to audition. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, I'm going to do what Conan O'Brien did and Rathnarrimon.
Yeah, and what part are you auditioning for?
Well, I was thinking, you know, apparently I was going to do this. I don't want to be typecasting myself, but I was going to do someone who can't act. Who basically is looking for a job around the RT camp. Hiya, Ryan. How are you? That's great. I'll have a sugar. Two sugars, please, Ryan. Would you like a coffee, Ray?
I've had my
Have you listened to his book podcast?
No, I haven't. No. I've had my two coffees today, so thank you anyway. Thank you.
So I'm just going to knock over to Carrickstown and just see what the crack is over there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Dolores, will you get the door?
What was that?
There's no pasta. Dolores, we're now the pasta. So yeah, to be in Fair City, you just shout in a crap Dublin accent. Dolores,
there's more to it than that.
Will you put the microwave on for 2 minutes? I have to dry me jocks.
Have you ever acted in anything successfully?
This is where I got the idea from it, right? Because all my music videos, I did acting in that, and then we were filming our Christmas specials and all our specials like that.
Now I wouldn't call that acting.
No, you certainly wouldn't, right? No. You were brutal in them. Yeah. But you see, that's where I sort of did it. And I saw your man Conan O'Brien on the late... Yeah, he was on the Late Late Show about 5 or 6 months ago.
Yeah.
It was the one the night Pat Short wasn't on.
Right.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Go on.
About 5 months ago. So yeah, basically, yeah. I just.
Yeah, no, you've been inspired. You've been inspired.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been inspired. Yeah. So okay. I'm just thinking.
Where do you get the inspiration from? What's your process? You know, are you a method actor or does it come from somewhere else?
Well, what I do is, like, I watch a lot of the Liam Neeson stuff. I build myself and him and a bit of Cillian Murphy as well, right. You know. So that's what I mainly do. A bit of Saoirse Ronan, of course. She's absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
And a bit of Leo from Fair City. There's no pasta, Dolores! There's no pasta! So it's that, there be me main things. So,
okay.
Like, right. Well, when you say method, like, you know, I am actually looking for a part. They're filming the Christmas special at the moment. And me being a twerky and all that,
yes,
I thought I might just slap right in.
It's
you
a
know?
Bit early for the special. The other
no,
thing-
it's last Christmas they're doing, right? They're way behind. They've no money over there, no production. Yeah.
I see today that the FAI have said that they're not announcing the name of the new Republic of Ireland manager till September. Are you in the? Is your name in the hat for
that?
Yeah,
I think I'm in somewhere between the bird that's stuck in Terminal 1 in Dublin Airport and Steve Staunton's rerunning. So I think I'm in between them two for the position. So hopefully I'll actually get a nod. But what the FAI are doing here, Ray, it's quite simple. They're saving themselves 10 months of wages.
Yeah, well, when you put it like that.
That's what it is. You don't have to be that intelligent to work that out, you know what I mean?
But surely the job of a manager is to be going scouting, looking at all the games, seeing, you know, up-and-coming players, giving them a start. Is that what they should be doing?
No, you just go out to the Carlisle grounds and watch Bray Wanderers. That's basically what they do. There's no money left in the FA.
Listen, here's the good news. Dustin, I don't know if you're listening to Morning Ireland this morning, but have a listen to this.
Tomorrow, Saturday, I can't believe I'm saying these words, dry and mainly sunny. Temperatures 13 to 17 degrees with light variable winds. Dry and mainly sunny again on Sunday. Highest temperatures 15 to 18 degrees with light variable winds. Sunday's just going to be a lovely day.
Yeah! Go on!
That's Joanna, isn't it? I love her.
That's Joanna Donnelly,
one
yes.
of my favourite Tinder dates ever. Hey, Joanna! I see you in Coppers tomorrow night. Absolutely brilliant.
She's happily married to another weather forecaster.
Which one?
So they're happily married, and I believe that they spend an awful lot of time talking about the weather. They're happily married. So, good luck with the audition.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Dolores, would you ever start the care? I can't find the kids.
Cormac is on the way at drive time. We are back on Monday with a chat with Jeremy Irons, which we're really looking forward to.
Sorry to hear that.
Have a brilliant weekend. We'll talk to you then. Good luck, Dustin. See you. Bye.
Security. On RTE Radio 1.